And now to Gaza City, where Mekemar Abu Sada is a professor of political science at Al-Azhar University. Welcome to the program once again, Professor Abu Sada.
My pleasure to be with you, sir.
And recalling our last conversation, I think that you and Ambassador Oren agree on one thing, which is that if a ceasefire is to be negotiated, it's probably going to involve Egypt. Does Hamas want the Egyptians to get involved?
Well, definitely. Hamas is aware of the fact that no ceasefire can be brokered without Egypt. Egypt has been in charge of the Palestinian cause since 1948. And Hamas is aware also of the fact that the only way to exit Gaza is through Egypt. So basically, Hamas does want the Egyptians to intervene. But the problem is that the Egyptians do not trust Hamas. Hamas, for the Egyptian new regime, is a hostile entity after the Muslim Brotherhood was classified as a terrorist organization in Egypt, and Hamas is an offshoot of this Brotherhood organization.
Can you imagine Hamas agreeing to terms that would amount to some supervised disarmament of rocket supplies in Gaza, similar to what was negotiated over chemical weapons in Syria?
It's a difficult call, but in my opinion, we don't really need all of these long-range missiles. We don't really need all of that ammunition. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to live as a normal people. And I think if Hamas can get guarantees that the siege and blockade against Gaza is going to be lifted completely and Hamas will allow to breathe, I think they might agree to some kind of disarmament. But that doesn't mean that Hamas has to disarm all of its infrastructure. At the end of the day, Hamas might agree to disarming its medium and long-range missiles, but that doesn't mean that Israel will have to strip Hamas of all of its weapons or military infrastructure.
If the opening up, say, of the crossing into Egypt or of the lifting of Israel's blockade, if all that were to be phased and conditional upon certain conditions being met at each phase, is that something that you think Hamas might be willing to do, or must there be some instant lifting to satisfy Hamas?
Well, let me put it this way, that this is not the first time we are going to see a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. There was a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel in November of 2012, and the terms of the ceasefire, which Hamas accepted, is to stop aggression against Israel. Hamas, for the first time, accepted that its war against Israel is an aggression and it's not a resistance against Israeli occupation. So I don't find it impossible for Hamas to accept a new ceasefire rather than keep fighting Israel again and again with no results.
Professor Abu Sada, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure to be with you, sir.
It's Professor Mekemar Abu Sada, political scientist at Al-Azhar University in Gaza City. He spoke to us from Gaza. We also heard from Michael Oren, a former Israeli ambassador to the United States.